I'd start this. I see it's difficult for me.
So just say so apparently. Welcome to Big Questions, Short Answers. I'm Sian.
And I'm Andy, Sian's husband, asking the big life questions.
And possibly adding a little bit of unsolicited advice.
Maybe. This podcast is brought to you by Sian's value-based online course. Visit sianjacquet.com to find out more.
At the beginning of the year, I've been told that I always get really stressed. I always get into the position of, oh, I've got to get moving, change things, move things on, get going. And I get very stressed and like obsessed about kind of doing stuff. I just want to understand that, I don't know whether it's just me or whether it's other people, because, you know, and I'm asking you what the story is really.
You seriously opening the door?
What?
For me, you seriously opening the door for me to say, is this about me?
I want to take it on a broader level.
Let's focus on exactly what you're saying, right? So if anybody's listening, let me just put a framework around this, okay? You have a pattern of behaviour, which I, your children, and the people around us who know you well, all have a little smile and a ladle of concern. By the second of the second week of January, doesn't matter what we've done for Christmas, what holiday, whatever, Andy starts with the I must, I should, yeah. Right? And the narrative becomes very negative. Life isn't good enough. I'm not working hard enough. I haven't achieved enough. I need this. I need that. And you look at the year ahead, yes, but it is all negative. Right?
I try to be positive.
Yeah, no. Sure you do. But let me tell you, it doesn't come across like that. So we've all learned, Andy/dad is in that headspace. Mm. Right? Now, I'm not here to tell you or anybody else whether it's right or wrong. What I can tell you is what I've observed. Mm. I think it is a...
This is not about me.
Season, time and space. Well, it is. We're using you as the example. It's the beginning of the year. It's when we have physically stopped to have a rest and whatever, right? Well, most of us, not all of us. Still people are making the world go round. My point being that you invite that opportunity to reflect. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's actually probably a very good and healthy thing to do. But from your perspective, what you do is your dial goes into negative overdrive. So I know that I can understand underneath the narrative, it's not just about the equation of my life energy, how am I going to use it? How am I going to be successful? What am I going to achieve? What are my goals? What am I setting? I know you well enough to know that actually the metronome has started to have a slightly different beat for you. And that is, I'm over the age of 60 and the clock's ticking and I've got things to do when I want to achieve them.
Oh, true.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, it's not about judgment or criticism. It's just a gentle lifting up the mirror to show it to you, right? Now, to stop and review and to plan and to have goals and all of those things, nothing wrong with any of that. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. The problem or the challenge comes when it creates stress, because that is what it does for you. It's like opening the kitchen cupboards.
Yeah.
You don't take one issue and think, right, you open, you're racing around and all the tins are coming out the cupboard, they're hitting you on the head, everything's disastrous, you know. And then you start dragging other people into it, right? Then it's my fault, then it's your daughter's fault, then it's your son's fault and it's everybody else's fault.
But isn't it true, it's not just an age thing. I mean, I think I probably felt this when I was, you know, 30, 40, 50, the same kind of thing, isn't it? Like, where you just think, oh, shit, got to get moving.
What, moving to where?
Well,
where are you moving to? Can you move
it? You're everywhere, isn't it? You just got to get moving, you know, got to get up, you know.
My point
exactly. I've been listening to the podcast, get motivated, you know, it's just got to get moving. It's what you got to do. That's what we're told, you know. And sort of, you look around and you think, oh, I'm just bugging around here. We're looking at my phone or watching TV.
Can I, with love and respect?
That's never a good start.
again, my observation, what I think it is, you know, it is that guilt. I must, I should. And we have a break and we have a holiday. And what you don't do, what we're not taught to do, is to actually appreciate the value of it, not just the opportunity. We can all identify of the break, of the holiday. Because I think with you, what I observe with you is, and it doesn't matter whether it's the beginning of the year or we go on holiday or whatever, if we go away on holiday, at least 48 hours, usually a bit earlier than that, you will start with, right, when I get back, I'm going to, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it, right? And it's because you don't, this is what I see, it's about not appreciating the opportunity and the gift and the privilege, actually, of being able to stop.
Do you think it's and a bad thing?
No, I don't.
Because like men are doers.
Oh, let's stop now before this goes. As opposed to women who aren't.
No, but I think women think a lot more broadly and in a kind of...
If I give them the address now, will the police know where to come to arrest me for murder?
You know, like, I suppose I task-driven. Men are quite could have been task-driven. Or is that...
Some men are. Some men are shit.
Okay. So where were we?
I don't know. You went down a very dangerous road.
Really?
A very, 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 very dangerous road. What we were talking about was the must and I should, mm-hmm. right? And the being challenging and negative with yourself and putting pressure on yourself about how am I going to deal with this next year? How am I going to be more successful, right? I'm not your coach. I'm your wife. Mm. But I am going to say to you, how about changing the narrative?
Right.
It is Friday today. On Monday, I'm going to ask you this question. So you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on Monday, we'll ask you this question. Move away from I must and I should achieve to what is fabulous? What am I already doing?
Yeah.
What is good about my life? What am I proud of? When I stand still and I reflect on what I do, what I think, how I am, this is a bit weird because I happen to know that at the moment you're very proud of the fact that you have established a new morning routine and it's making you feel good physically, emotionally. I know the dog's growling in the background. It's not the end of the world. And it's making you feel good about who and what you are. You're taking control. You're putting a process together because that's how you roll. Unless you take the time to nurture the good, you don't just put it in place and then like, that's it. You have to nurture it. And that's about how you think about it. And that's how you think about yourself. And your challenge is that if you cut it all away, it's, I don't work hard enough. I'm not, I haven't achieved enough. And I should be doing, I should be more, I should be more, I should be more. And what I'm asking you is between now and Monday, let's rehave this conversation. And I want you to be able to say to me, this is what I do well. Okay. This is what I have achieved. This is what I've learned in these 60 odd years of being in this world. This is what my normal, this is my baseline of normal. And do you know something? I'm really proud of it.
That's probably true.
Was it probably?
And so is that a good, that's hey, Melbourne.
It's all right, don't go on about it. There's always distractions in life.
So that's the problem, isn't it? There's always distractions to take you away from where you need to be. So in terms of a takeaway, it's a case of...
Don't beat yourself up.
Yes.
Don't make it.
Yeah.
Like you're putting... You know, I have that analogy all the time, don't I? You know, that you've got a backpack on. And the analogy at the moment is the way in which you're thinking for yourself is your motive is positive. I want goals, aspirations. I want to plan my year. I want things to be doing. But the way in which you're doing it is it's like you're picking up these massive rocks and you're just putting them in your backpack. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they're just a big rock of belief that's solid, right? And it's just getting heavier and heavier. And the intent of... Come on, let's get on, all the rest of it. Within minutes, I see you do it. The beginning of January, ready every year. You know, it starts with a big positive, but then after 2 to 3 weeks, it's like, all right, Dad, here we go, gloom and doom. Gloom and doom. Yeah? And it's because you've got this weight, okay. Right? So what I'm saying is, on the road of life, right, as this opportunity, because again, it is a privilege to have an opportunity to even reflect on who and what you are. There are people in this world every day who don't even have the privilege to do that, right? So if you're going to have that privilege, sit down, take a breath, start with the positives. What am I doing right? What am I proud of? Mm. What is good? Mm. What did I, let's reflect on last year. What did I achieve last year that I'm proud of?
Very good.
What experience did I have? Mm. Right, okay, which one of those do I want to grow?
Mm.
Which one of those were one-offs? What do I want a little bit more of? What do I want a little bit less of?
Mm.
Rather than trying to do it all at once.
Okay.
Bye. The washing machine's on now. A lot of noise. But that's okay. That's life. Bye.
Join us next time on Big Questions, Short Answers with Sean Jacquet and me, Andy.
If you have any questions you want to ask, please send them via the website, seanjacquet.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with everyone you know.
We really do appreciate you sharing 15 minutes with us.
And if you want to do a bit more learning, go on to Sean's website, seanjacquet.com. There's a course on values to create the life you truly love. I did it, and it really does do what it says on the can.
See you next time.